This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The focus, the cream of the crop. Listen to this program. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly American Family Farmer. The next hour focused on things that are very important for American family farmers, the people who are growing the food, producing the milk, all kinds of things that are important to our way of life that we sometimes don't pay as much attention to as we ought to. So this is sort of the Farm and Food Hour that's produced in conjunction with my Good Day program, but it's a special hour aimed at the people who produce the food, the folks who are supporting the farmers with the farm family businesses, and the locavores who are buying the food. We're going to focus on the repair of tractors, and why this is important to you will become very crystal clear in a matter of moments. First, though, I want to spend a few minutes talking about something that also is near and dear to me that affects all of you, all of us, whether you're a farmer or you're not a farmer. The fact that Americans waste so much food, the $80 billion a year, the billions of pounds of food that gets tossed, what do we do? Researchers trying to come up with a way for all of us to be smarter about this. The farmers, the people who use, we don't want our food going to waste. We don't want the milk going down the drain. But we have become so spoiled. And it isn't just at restaurants. It's the amount of food that we produce at home, the things that we buy at the grocery store, and then we toss into the garbage. So the research that's been done to first identify Americans' awareness and attitudes regarding food waste, and then what we do about it. 53% of the respondents said that they were aware food waste is a problem. About 10% of this group said it's something that we should really be focused on, a primary focus of the farmer. Well, the farmer is growing the food, and the farmer doesn't want to see his food go to waste. After all, there's nothing, even though you get paid for it, there's nothing worse than thinking that what you do with your life doesn't go, at least for me anyway, I want to think that the things I do in my life are productive, are good for families. The focus on food here, generally speaking, there are three things regarding food waste that come to the surface. People are perceiving that there's practical benefits. The food gets tossed because we're told after a certain time the value of it expires. So you might get ill if you throw the food away. And then there's the other side. Okay, so I throw the food away. Why did I buy so much? You know, there's that question back and forth. How do you manage your household? How do you manage it so that food, when you go out to eat, isn't wasted? That kind of stuff. Don't over-order. You know, you go to some of these restaurants. I'm thinking of one chain that just gives you so much food. You go to eat at the creamsicle there. What's the name of it? The cheesecake? What do they call it? Cheesecake Factory. Ever go to a cheesecake factory? And the helpings, my God. Okay, so you bring it home. That's not bad. But at any rate, the point is that we're looking at patterns. The research shows that there is so much waste that it's becoming a national problem. And it is because the way we get rid of it is a problem. Filling up land, you know, you go to the incinerators, you go to the landfills. So here's an idea that I have dropped on my Good Day audience, the DJV show also. And so I'm going to give it to the people listening to this program who are more connected to food and the production of food than anything, any other group that I talk to. The idea came from a fellow who's running for office in my community, running for mayor. My community has voted to change from the town form of government to mayoral, to the city form of government. And he came to me and he said, how's this for a business? How about we have, instead of two collection bins, one for regular waste and one for to recycle, have a third one for food waste. And we send the trucks around, we collect the food waste, we bring it to your farm, we compost it, and we mix it with other items, you know, leaves, whatever you put in your compost. I put manure in mine. And I'm amazed, by the way, this year for the first time I really dug into the compost pile. I've been putting manure and all kinds of things, the carcasses of cows, whatever needs to be recycled into this, but I've never put food in it. I don't know why we haven't. We just haven't collected it. But I know some farmers who go to the stores and they collect the food waste and they do this on their own. But wouldn't it be great if government recognized that there was an opportunity here, which wasn't going to cost us a lot of money or any money, in fact, because it would produce electricity that would save the municipality a lot of money. And this is something that I think a lot of people are beginning to look into, because there are government programs that will help you, farmers specifically, farmers, to build. And they've built on some farms where there's lots of manure for the cows. They've created a regenerator that, with the methane gas, produces electricity on its own. So this is just an outreach. This is an extension of that. Taking food waste, mixing it with manure or leaves or whatever other natural compostable materials there may be, and juicing it up so that it creates methane gas and you get power from it. I think it's a fabulous idea, a genius idea. So may I suggest that perhaps you, as the farmer, study the program, come up with an idea, go to your municipality and say, here's what we can do on my farm with this sort of thing that's becoming a real problem. See what comes of it. If it's not discussed, nobody goes anywhere with the idea, then you won't get anywhere with it. But I think it's worth us spending some time thinking about it. So I offer that to you as a suggestion. In a moment, we're going to meet Gay Gordon Byron from the Repair Association. Situation, there are people, and I this came to my attention here in Massachusetts, where there is a proposal that would take away from all of us, whether we're farmers or not, the right to repair our own equipment or our own cars. The dealers are into this, and the garages are big into this. This is a nightmare for farmers especially. So let's see where we go with this discussion. The new tractors, the huge new equipment that's being used on farms, it's all computerized, just like our cars are. And again, what a nightmare. I wouldn't, as an aside, I wouldn't give you a nickel. I don't have any advertisers here on the program that are selling new equipment, but I'm not a fan of some of the new equipment. Let's see if that changes. But at least right now, this is not where I go because of the difficulties in keeping it up. But also, what's being designed in some states, New York and Massachusetts are two, to take a vote on whether or not you can take care of your own equipment. The right to repair. In our scrutiny and our focus on the American family farmer, it's 14 past the hour.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting ad price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
K gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 614 to 618. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Season 1st, 614 to 618.
16 past the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Gay Gordon Byrne, Executive Director of the Repair Association. You can go to their website, repair.org. You come to this field from where I'm kind of interested, and I don't mean this to sound sexist at all. May I call you gay? I'll call you
gay. Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yes, certainly. So, if I can call you Doug.
You can call me Doug. So you have spent a lot of time in finance, and you've been in the computer business, and know that in the computer business there are a lot of independent repair shops. A lot of people, I don't know if it's as easy to fix your computer as it is for me to fix my International Harvester tractors, but in my trucks and whatever. And so what does repair.org believe is necessary? The Repair Association, repair.org, what premise do they put forth when it comes to the right to repair?
Well, I think it's a disappearing option for people, regardless of what the size of the gadget is. I mean, basically a big tractor probably has some computers in it. At least the modern ones do. Car has computers in it, and computers have computers in it, along with all sorts of gadgets that we're now seeing pop up in all sorts of things, like computers inside of light bulbs and in refrigerators and your electric meter. All of these things are becoming technology products, even though you don't look at them and think, oh, my God, that's a computer.
Yeah.
So the problem that we're seeing in the industry, and it's becoming pervasive, across anything that has a computer in it, is that the manufacturers have been simply saying, well, you can't fix this stuff that you bought because we won't let you. And the reason that you can't do this is you're, of course, incompetent.
Right.
And and you couldn't possibly learn how to do any of this stuff, which we all know is bunk, because anybody that can become an authorized technician for, let's say, John Deere, is capable of becoming an authorized technician for Case IH or for a Ford version or a Caterpillar version. It's not all that different. It's the kind of thing you can learn in a trade school. You can learn on the job. It doesn't require a college education, but it does require information. And what manufacturers have been doing is saying, well, you aren't competent, so therefore we won't give you the information that would let you be competent. I'm running on here, but that's
no,
a fundamental
right.
problem.
Yeah. This is something you I mentioned earlier, that I know New York and Massachusetts are their proposals. I have a friend who's a state rep here in the town where I live, and we've talked about this. There are 12 other states that are trying to legalize all this at the behest of the dealer associations and the manufacturing associations, and basically everybody gets screwed. If you want to work on your own car, this would prohibit that. You'd have to get certification in order to get an inspection sticker and all.
Oh, no, this. This is actually, you're looking at it assuming that it's a bill that is going to help manufacturers make it more difficult for you to repair. It's the opposite.
In Massachusetts, I thought it was, when I talked to the guy, he said, no, this would make it impossible for you to repair stuff on your farm.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. It is currently impossible to repair stuff on your farm.
Well, it's not a law. It's just, it is part of the thing that you've just explained. It makes it so difficult. I'm not talking about the new stuff. I'm talking about the old stuff. There is a bill in the hopper to keep repairs from being done to old things as well as new things. So we may have two different things that we're talking about here. Let me clarify that a little bit, because I know what you're saying, and now I'm wondering how the two sort of function together or not. Gay Gordon Byrne is here. We're talking about how to be able to repair your own equipment on the farm, 21 after the hour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Change after the hour. You're listening to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Stephan. Gay Gordon Byrne is here from the Repair Association. So let's get to the nitty gritty here. Your proposal is different than what my proposal or what I've heard. They're two different things, and I wonder if they're wrapped around the same philosophy. So let's have you explain in detail, if you would, please, Gay, these 12 states and what the bills call for.
Well, they're all, they're all essentially an offshoot of the original automotive right to repair law that was passed in Massachusetts in 2012. I think everybody in Massachusetts that was there at the time remembers it was a pretty big battle, and the legislature said, yes, we agree that you should be able to take your car to an independent mechanic,
right,
and we will enable the independent mechanic to function by making sure that manufacturers sell or provide on some kind of fair and reasonable basis the tools, the diagnostics, the firmware, and the service manuals, which otherwise, if they don't have that information, they cannot really do any modern repair.
Right.
So that led to, there were about, oddly, a dozen other states that were trying to move the same type of legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once the Massachusetts bill passed, it looked pretty obvious to the auto industry that they were going to have a compliance problem in 49 other states. And rather than have a patchwork quilt of, you know, Wyoming having a version and Illinois having a version and Kentucky having yet another version, they decided they would negotiate an agreement, which they did. And it's called a National Memorandum of Understanding between most all of the auto industry. Tesla didn't sign, and most of the independent repair industry. Again, there's groups that didn't sign, but it seems to be working pretty well. And the commercial truck industry said this is a pretty good model, and they demanded and got a negotiated agreement for over-the-road trucks, which we said this is so cool. All of these agreements are exactly what we need for everything else that has a computer in it. So we started calling it digital right to repair. And by the time we filed some of the bills, we rebranded them and called them fair repair because people were like sick of hearing right to repair.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's all the same concept, is that the manufacturers, if they're going to do business in that state, have to make sure that they provide fair and reasonable access. We're not demanding free. We're not demanding any secrets. We're just saying the same information you send out to your dealership mechanic or your dealership repair store, you should make available to independents so that there is competition, because otherwise there's no competition, and that's called a monopoly. So that's the premise of all these bills, and they are wildly popular. The last five bills that were filed happened without any influence on our part. We had nothing to do with them. Legislators in the state heard about right to repair bills or fair repair bills and felt on principle that these were good bills, and they copied each other. Mm-hmm. Which is delightful. So the last bill that was filed in June in my home state of New Jersey, I had no idea was happening. I mean, I read about it in the news, mm-hmm. which should stun me, and it did. But to me, I don't find that insulting. I find it enormously flattering that we're onto a concept that resonates very widely. We all have to fix our stuff. If we can't fix it, we have to throw it away. So I know you were talking about food waste, but we're also looking at a huge pile of looming e-waste for anything that you can't fix.
Scrap iron. Right.
Well, it's not just scrap iron. The little computerized parts inside of all these things, they don't really have very much value at all. People say, oh, you could smelt them and pull all this this gold and platinum out of them, but that's not true. It's very expensive to demanufacture them. If you happen to have a battery in it, and it's these lithium-ion batteries are by nature explosive, you throw that in the trash, and then the trash compactor compacts it, and boom, you got a fire.
There's a problem.
There's a huge problem, and it's very close to the food problem.
All right, so let's talk more about this. Gay Gordon Byrne with us here on the American Family Farmer.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. It's such a beautiful sound. We take the tractor down the road. Go walking around the bend. Play by the river. Climb up in the barn. Welcome to the farm. Yeah, yeah.
Before half the hour, this week's American Family Farmer, focusing on farmers and their uphill battle to repair their tractors and equipment because the people manufacturing them don't want you. It's much better for them if they can charge you $90 an hour to come fix your tractor than you fixing it on your own. And so that has been a real problem. That's one of the reasons I don't want to buy a new tractor, Gabe. Gay Gordon Byrne is here from the Repair Association. You can check their website, repair.org. I don't want to buy new stuff because I have my own people on my farm. We fix everything. We don't send anything out to be fixed. And have a complete shop, and that's, you know, a couple of people know how to do everything, and but it's all, you know, older stuff. The newer things, you have to think that the manufacturers wanted to monopolize things and make it difficult for everybody. You know, everybody talks about buying all this new equipment, and they're all selling stuff. And but you see, I have a friend who's got a Yanmar tractor, and I was using it. I borrowed it. Great piece of equipment, but something happened to one of the computers, and nobody knew how to fix it. They had to hire around here. The nearest dealer's 90 miles away. So they have to wait till the dealer has time to send a tech out, and so the tractor's down. And I don't know why people aren't thinking about this more. I know the value of used equipment has gone up some, in some circumstances, markedly because of these sorts of things. But sooner or later, all of this stuff becomes inoperable, and you have to deal with this. So the idea of allowing people to be able to get access to schematics and diagnostics and stuff is good. But I do, there is the other side of this coin, and this is why we were confused. There is here in Massachusetts a bill that has worked its way back around to do what I was suggesting before, to take away everybody's right to fix their own. And this is from the dealers' groups and from the organizations, these garage mechanics or whatever they are. They're trying to make a law. You can't get a sticker unless whatever repairs are done to your car are done by a licensed mechanic. And so that's not going to go anywhere in the legislature for the same reasons the other bill passed. But the fact that somebody put it out there is disturbing enough, don't you think?
Oh, totally agree. We have tried to kill a couple of other poorly formed pieces of legislation in Massachusetts and elsewhere that get involved with this whole licensing idea that you need to be licensed to do something.
Right.
Because when it comes to repair, it's really, it turns into, it's not their job to tell you where you can fix things. You
right.
own this property.
Yeah.
I mean, there is really a concept
how dare
of
you?
Ownership.
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you? And it's been affirmed over and over and over again. Recently, just last week in the Supreme Court had to rule that Lexmark couldn't prohibit you from refilling an ink cartridge.
Yeah.
It's that stupid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your perceptions that the deck is being stacked and that you are being taken advantage of are totally correct.
Yeah.
This is a huge, huge win-win biz opportunity for any manufacturer. And if they're not doing it, their stockholders are going to kill them. So they're going to do it as long as they can get away with it. But it is not legal.
They're going to try to do it if they can get away with it, yeah.
Yeah, well, they are selling you stuff and then sneaking these little agreements in under the covers that they say, oh, well, you just have to click here to accept this little license agreement. And what you don't know and what nobody knows, because you're not supposed to know, is that in that little agreement, you agree to all this stuff. You agree to these ridiculous terms and conditions. If you read the John Deere end user license agreement,
yep.
and I encourage everybody to look at it, the first thing they do is say, everything on this product that you just bought is now a licensed, they define what's called a licensed product. And if it's a licensed product, meaning everything in the product is a licensed product, you can't fix it, you can't do anything to it, and you can't even resell it. Unless you guarantee that the next buyer, who you might not ever know, is going to also agree to these same ridiculous terms.
Well,
this is a really horrible situation.
But it's, and in fact, you don't really own the equipment. They own it. It's like you're leasing it, even though you've paid full price for it.
Absolutely.
And how, you're right about it. The more you think about it, the more damnable it is, the more outrageous it is. And it isn't just, we're not just talking about tractors now. I was looking at something as I was doing a little research as we were talking about this from the American Trucking Association. They are having the same basic problem, whether it's the entire trucking industry or just trucks that are on the farm or wherever they may be. They're trying to get the ability, the truck manufacturers, Freightliner mostly, because they're the biggest now. They're a version of, I think Mercedes owns them, if I'm not mistaken. And you see more of their trucks on the road than anybody else's, because they make them cheaper and they make more of them, so there are more of them out there. And they don't want truckers who are stuck on the side of the road to be able to fix their trucks. No. They want to send somebody from the Fruhoff, from the Freightliner, company out, and you may wait by the road for hours and hours and hours. The drivers are going to have to be paid unless he's an independent, and then he's just screwed. It just is, all of it is just wrong thinking, but
yes.
You've got to be aware of it. That's what's so great about your organization. You are in the awareness business, and if you don't pay attention, I mean, it's the American way, it's a free enterprise, they're going to take advantage of you if they can. It's like
you have a
new computer and you have a 14-page agreement, you accept all of this and you click yes. You don't know what the hell you've clicked yes to. You haven't read all of that stuff. So,
well, you're not supposed to read it, and it's written so that you don't understand it.
Right.
And it's it is outright deceptive because, and that's the reason that states, by the way, have a reason to go in and protect consumers, because they're really protecting consumers from these lousy agreements.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the bills actually do. We call them fair repair or right to repair, but the mechanism that involves the states is a matter of contract law, general business law, protecting consumers from unfair and deceptive practices. And these are the ultimate in unfair and deceptive practices, because you bought it. They literally told you bought it, and then they take back selectively the rights that they want. And they don't take all of the rights back. Like, they don't pay for your insurance, and they don't pay for your speeding tickets, but they want the right to tell you that you can't repair your stuff because it might be unsafe, which is ridiculous.
Nonsense.
So,
It's
really a huge problem. I know we're talking about farm equipment, and there are a number of states that have tried to take this up just as a matter of farm equipment, and, you know, they get hit by the same groups in opposition.
Well,
I'm looking at a letter right now from the Truck and Engine Manufacturers Association in opposition to the bill in New York. Even though these memorandum of understanding have been agreed, including for trucks, but they want to make sure that the over-the-road version, that it doesn't leak into the off-road. So they're saying, oh, the off-road stuff is so much more complicated and so much more difficult to repair that, you know, the average person couldn't.
Basically, you're stupid. Basically what they're saying is you're stupid. They're trying to convince people that you're stupid.
But it's okay for them to hire a $14 an hour tech, a kid right out of high school, and send them through a 6-month training program and call them a certified tech. And they're much more knowledgeable than, of course,
and
you are.
And they can charge $90 an hour for his services.
Yeah, and leave you sitting by the side of the road.
Yeah, right. And by the way, this is, you said something that was very interesting. It isn't just farmers that are affected by this. It's the guy who wants to fix his car in the backyard. Or, you know, wherever it may be, people who have knowledge, they have learned, they've mitigated their problem by learning how to take care of themselves. And a lot of people just couldn't afford. I couldn't afford on my farm to have all these people come in and work on the equipment. I'd be out of business. And that's the reason that all farmers have shops to take care of their own equipment. Thank you very much. We'll continue. Gay Gordon Byrne and the problem of fixing your own equipment and how the manufacturers are tucking it to you, or at least they're trying to. 44 past the hour on the American Family Farmer with a suggestion now. I have a thought. For those of you who are on the farm who are concerned about power when the power goes out, the public power supply is challenged often in the summertime by really wild weather, heavy thunder showers and lightning storms. How often do you lose power on your farm, especially if you're sort of way off the beaten path? And that's why I, on my farm, have gotten a Champion standby generator. And they are the best. I compared them to other competitors. They are the best by far. The market leader in the power generation industry, Champion Power Equipment, lowest price, fully automated generators, again, compared in the market. They have the longest warranty in the business. This is a 10-year warranty. Man, you talk about something that's way beyond the competition. Competitors will be happy to sell you an extended warranty, but that's because they know their equipment isn't so good, so you have a couple of years, and then the thing craps out on you, and if you haven't bought an extended warranty, you're out of luck. Champion, on the other hand, is so confident in their product, they provide this 10-year warranty at no cost to you. They offer you a variety of different size generators for the farm. They're all run off of whatever fuel source you may have. Most farms have natural gas or propane. And they're the quietest units in their class. Fully innovative gull wing enclosures allow you easy access for maintenance. The 24-volt starting system gives you the best starting generator in cold weather. I know a lot of the farms out in the middle of nowhere, wind blowing at 20, 30, 40 miles an hour in the middle of the winter, it's 20 below zero. Well, you got a problem, this thing's going to start right up. Your family will stay warm. You'll have the protection you deserve. You'll be able to milk your cows, run the farm, if you have Champion Power Equipment. Champion Standby Generator. Authorized dealers are all over the country. To locate the one nearest you, visit the Champion website at championpowerequipment.com. That's championpowerequipment.com. Or you call toll-free 877-338-0... Whoops, 0, Doug. That's a little redundant. Let's try this again from the top. 877-338-0999. That's how you speak with a standby professional. Be provided a free quote on your automated home standby generator systems. Get to that dealer, 877-338-0999, and have peace of mind from championpowerequipment.com.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options. Taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
This is a POV for the American family farmer. That is point of view. Now, there's been a lot of discussion this year about STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. STEM education, teaching students around the world how to use science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to build a great career. The approach is designed to build interest in these areas at an early age to help increase interest in young people to pursue careers in the STEM areas, science, technology, engineering, and math. There will be shortages in these fields as time goes on. My opinion is that farming ought to be part of the conversation because a lot of agriculture touches on science, technology, engineering, and math. Plus, agriculture is facing a shortage of skilled workers all through the food chain. Farmers do more than just provide an opportunity for people to eat three times a day. They also grow the crops used for making other products, clothing, toothpaste, pharmaceuticals. And yet there's a gap in consumer understanding of food production. People just don't know these things. Farmers get to close the gap if the information to consumers gets out there, if it gets disseminated through the press or through programs like this, just better education, better understanding of what farmers do on a daily basis to produce the food that you want, that you need. It's healthy. Get the stuff grown in our country. Farmers are hopeful that a better informed public will help secure a better future for the next generation on the farm. Farmers need to prioritize agricultural education as a critical element. So I suggest that we all think and work toward getting STEM education to include agriculture. I'm Doug Steffen. 48 past the hour, Gay Gordon Byrne, the repair.org website. Check it out to stay ahead of what the manufacturers are trying to do. You know, one other thought came to my mind as we were talking, Gay, the agritourism business as part of the farming business and the equipment that's needed for that. It's just across the board, any kind of equipment. This thing could have roots and go bananas. People, it would be the end for some of farmers' markets. I mean, you can carry this out to whatever extent you want to, right?
Yeah, you really get it. you really get it. This is huge. When we started, it didn't seem so big. We kind of thought this was limited to computers and cell phones.
Nuh-uh.
And then we started finding out otherwise. And it's everywhere. If we don't get a grip on this, we're all going to be throwing our stuff away the first time it breaks because manufacturers are not going to let us fix things, and they're only going to have one solution, and that's buy replacement. And that's really what Apple does all the time with their cell phones. But if you want to see what the future of farm equipment looks like, look at the Apple business model, and that's where it's going to go.
Right.
So
that's the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient. So those of you who are farming, check out all of the information. Keep up to date with it. Repair.org. Gay Gordon Byrne, Executive Director. Thank you for being here on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, so this is the portion of the hour, the American Family Farmer, where Doug Steffen goes to the front porch, if you will, sits down and thinks about what's going on, and then I'll give you my opinion in my commentary. And this is something that has become a national, a national treasure. This event, Farm Aid, every year it grows. Willie Nelson is behind it, along with Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews. They're sharing the bill. The announcement, the 32nd annual Farm Aid Food and Music Festival, taking place on September 16th this year at the KeyBank Pavilion in Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Pittsburgh. And not only do we have Willie Nelson performing, but Sheryl Crow is in the lineup, Jack Johnson. And the Tara, is it the Avett? Is that how we pronounce it?
Yep, the Avett Brothers.
Avett Brothers. I don't know them, but I know everybody else in this group. Dave Matthews, in fact, performing an acoustic set with his guitarist Tim Reynolds as part of their ongoing summer tour. They're making this a stop in their tour. So the tickets for Farm Aid in Pennsylvania will go on sale June 23rd. You can go to LiveNation.com or to Ticketmaster. There are a limited number of pre-sale tickets that will be sold, I think, starting right now. at farmaid.org/concert. So those of you who can make a plan, I would like to go. I went a couple of years ago to the one in Chicago. I was not impressed with Neil Young. Was not, and Willie wasn't having a good day. Mellencamp was good. Matthews was great. And some of the other, Mavis Staples was there. Man, was she fabulous. So, and Sheryl Crow would be great. So, again, farmaid.org/concert. Each of the headliners, a longtime supporter of Farm Aid and its efforts to support family farmers and the good food movement, which is an important part of this. Sheryl Crow, who's been touring this summer with Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan, was in one of the earlier Farm Aids, I believe, in Columbus back in 2003. Kara, who is the line producer and in charge of the actual sound that you're hearing coming out of the radio, asked me if it was in a different place every year, and it is. It moves around and goes to places where there are nominally farmers who are in trouble. That's a hard choice to make right now because so many farmers are in trouble, and that's because, and part of it happens during these events, is there's an education. Now, most of the people who are at these things are farmers. So it's the, what, in terms of PR, what comes out of these events is information about the status. Why do we have to have a Farm Aid? Why have we had one of these things for decades? The 32nd annual Farm Aid is necessary because conditions on the farm suck. And conditions on the farm suck because the government, continually in collusion with the big corporate agricultural businesses, fixes the price at unsustainable levels for dairy, one way of at least one aspect of it, but many other things. Now you can say, well, people make a choice, they want to go into it or they don't want to go into it. I think more importantly, we as Americans have to make the choice that we want our food grown here. We want it produced in America by American farmers. We don't want to get it from Chile or Argentina or China or someplace else where there are no inspectors. Nobody knows what we're getting. Nobody knows what you're buying. But yet, that's one of the reasons that the farming industry and the food industry is in such bad shape, because we have, you know, all the problems. You have listeria and E. coli and salmonella. Much of it comes because what we're eating, what we're getting, is not produced here. And I'm not saying that inspection is the right, is the be-all and end-all, but I think we ought to give more credit to our farmers for just doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. But the other side of it is that the things that are coming into our country, you think the people in Argentina give a damn about the beef that they send here? They don't care what kind of quality it is. They just want to sell their beef. So, anyway, I just wanted you to know that this concert was scheduled. This is the third time Farm Aid has come to Pennsylvania. Let's see, there was a concert in this location in 2002 and another one in 2012 at Hershey, Pennsylvania. In that state, it's the leading economic enterprise, $75 billion a year. Pennsylvania is a great ag state, home to 58,000 farms, ranks 22nd nationally in farm sales. So food and information, and my idea is that if you can get there, you get there. Tickets on sale, again, at farmaid.org/concert. 59 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.